Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Ever felt like that pull, like the sea is calling you to something bigger, something beyond the life everyone expects you to live? Well, that's what we're diving into today with Upon a Starlit Tide by D. Ismolkov. It's historical fiction set in 18th century France.
Oh, cool.
Don't forget to like and subscribe,
Yeah.
and you can find a link to the book in the description.
Awesome.
This book, it's so much more than just adventure and romance, though. It's really about, like, defying what people expect of you, finding your own way.
I love that. And the way Ismolkov blends history, magic, and social commentary, it's so smart.
Right. We're immediately thrown into this world of Saint-Malo, this bustling port city, and is built from this mysterious substance called Stormstone.
Stormstone, that's so
And our
intriguing.
main character, Luce, she's not just any young woman. She can actually sense the Stormstone.
Wow, so she's already set apart right from the start. This connection to the Stormstone, I think it hints at something deeper, like a connection to the sea itself, to a power that most people don't even grasp.
That's true. And it's interesting that Saint-Malo was a real city known for its corsairs, those privateers.
Oh, right. And for its defiance of authority. So there's that parallel already.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we've got this strong female character, Luce, who's connected to this powerful force, this Stormstone. But she's living in a society that really restricts her choices. What happens next?
Well, her father, he's a wealthy shipowner, and he's totally set on marrying her off, to a suitable match, someone who will secure the family's status and wealth.
Of course, the classic tale.
But this is where we see that clash, right? Between what society wants for her and what Luce desires for herself.
Right, because Luce yearns for the sea, for adventure. It's like the sea represents freedom to her.
Exactly. It's about breaking free from those limitations placed on women, especially in 18th century France. Women were supposed to marry, manage households, not pursue their own ambitions.
Not chase their dreams.
Right. Luce's longing for the sea, it's symbolic of her yearning for something more.
I love that. And then we have Morgan de Chatelain enter the picture, this shipwrecked sailor who washes ashore.
He's handsome, charming, and wait for it, also connected to the Stormstone.
Ooh, interesting.
But it's still unclear how. His arrival totally shakes up Luce's life. He represents a world she's drawn to, but also, like, wary of.
Right, because he represents the world she's supposed to want, the world of wealth and power. But is that truly what she desires?
It's the big question, and Ismolkov is so smart setting up this conflict. On one hand, you have societal pressure pushing Luce toward Morgan, but then she has this inner yearning for something more, something different.
It's a tough spot to be in. And then, hold on, we find out that Luce can actually manipulate the
Oh,
Stormstone.
yeah, talk about a game changer.
Huge.
This moment, it's pivotal. It confirms her connection to the Stormstone and really sets her apart, but it also raises the stakes because
Yeah.
now she has this power, right? This power she needs to understand and control.
Like a gift and a burden at the same time.
Exactly. And how she chooses to use this power, that's what will shape her destiny.
I can't wait to see where that goes. And then we have Samuel, the smuggler.
Oh, Samuel. He represents rebellion, the path less traveled, He's outside the law, embodying that adventurous life Luce craves.
I see. He's the opposite of Morgan in many ways.
Totally. So we've got this love triangle forming, but it's more than just romance, isn't it?
Absolutely. It represents the different paths Luce could take. Morgan represents acceptance, playing by society's rules, while Samuel represents personal liberation.
Following her own heart.
Exactly. But then things get darker. Luce learns that Morgan lied about his shipwreck. He actually had all this Stormstone on board.
Ah, yeah. That moment makes you question his motives. Why lie about something so valuable? It hints at a darker side, a willingness to deceive to get what he wants.
So shady. And then there's this scene where Luce finds a secret sea cave. It's filled with treasures, including contraband Samuel stashed there.
Oh, yes. Their relationship's clearly deepening.
But it's risky.
For sure. But the sea cave, it becomes a sanctuary for Luce. It's where she can just be away from all those pressures, away from her family and
A
society.
place of her own.
Yeah.
And it's there, in this supposed safe haven, that she witnesses something truly horrific.
Right. She sees Morgan's men murdering a tide woman, a powerful fae creature, to steal her Stormstone. That scene is a turning point.
Definitely, because it shows how brutal the reality of Stormtone power really is. It's not just about wealth and magic. It's something people are willing to kill for.
Exactly. And it forces Luce to confront the truth, like the uncomfortable truth about her family's wealth, about her city. If this is how they get Stormstone, what does that say about them?
Wow, yeah. It's like a wake-up call for her, shattering all those illusions.
Totally. It puts her in such a difficult position. Does she stay silent, or does she speak out against the very system that's benefited her family?
Big questions. So Luce tries to warn her family about Morgan, but they brush her off.
Classic denial, right? Mm-hmm. They're so privileged, so entrenched in their world that they just refuse to acknowledge any wrongdoing.
It's frustrating.
It is. But it also highlights those power dynamics, you know?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Luce is caught between her family's blindness and her own growing awareness of the truth.
And this whole conflict intensifies when she finds a severed sea maid's hand in Morgan's, like, cabinet of curiosities.
Oh my gosh, that's creepy.
It's a chilling reminder of the Fae's suffering.
Right, like this hidden darkness under the surface of this fancy, sophisticated world.
Exactly. It shows the hypocrisy at the heart of St. Malo society. They celebrate their wealth and status, but it's all built on exploitation and cruelty.
Yeah. And then there's Luce's feelings for Morgan. Despite his family's horrible actions, she's still struggling.
Ah, the internal conflict. She's drawn to him, to his charm and the world he represents, but also repulsed by the darkness she's seen.
So much to wrestle with. So Luce is between these two worlds, trying to figure out where she fits in, what she believes.
And just as she's grappling with these questions, bam, her family announces her sister Veronique's engagement to Morgan.
What? No way.
Talk about a dramatic turn of events.
Oh my gosh, it's like her worst nightmare.
Definitely raises the stakes. Now her own sister is marrying into the family responsible for so much pain.
And of course, no one believes her warnings about Morgan. They're all blinded by his charm and his fancy name.
It highlights how powerful societal blindness can be. People get so caught up in appearances that they just, like, miss the truth staring them in the face.
Sadly, it happens all the time. So Luce, she's desperate to stop the wedding, but she feels powerless. And then she gets this idea. Attend the wedding feast disguised as a man.
Yes. So resourceful. And it really shows the lengths women had to go to back then just to be heard.
Wow. So true. And it's there, disguised, that she overhears Morgan revealing his true intentions. He's not just after Veronique. He wants the Lucinde, the ship named after Luce.
Morgan's ambition knows no bounds. He's willing to use marriage just to get what he wants.
And then, to add insult to injury, he mocks Luce, saying no one worthwhile would marry her after she was seen with Samuel. Ugh, so cruel.
That's a turning point for her, I think. She sees the depth of his manipulation, his cruelty. He wants to control her.
And she's not having it.
Nope. She confronts him, tells him she knows about the murdered Tide woman, and the consequences, well, they're explosive.
I'm hooked. Tell me more.
So Morgan, you'd think he'd be like remorseful, right? Or at least defensive. But no, he gets menacing, grabs Luce, and locks her in a storeroom on the Lucinde.
No way. The ship he's at.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's punishing her for standing up to him, for seeing through his act.
So messed up.
And then, get this, he orders his men to hang Samuel from the ship's rigging.
Oh my God, that's awful. It shows how far Morgan will go to, like, maintain control, silence anyone who gets in his way.
It's brutal, and it's symbolic too, right? Samuel, he represents freedom, rebellion, and literally he's being strung up by the forces of oppression.
That's a really good point. But Luce, even locked away, she's not giving up.
Oh, absolutely not. She uses her connection to the Stormstone, you know, to create a distraction. Whips up a storm that throws Morgan's men off balance.
It's like the storm is reflecting her own inner turmoil, her anger at the injustice.
I like that. There's definitely a parallel there between Luce's emotions and the power of the Stormstone. Like she's tapping into this primal force.
Right. And in the chaos of the storm, she manages to escape. But then she does something totally unexpected. She transforms into a mermaid.
It's such a cool twist, but it's not random. Remember that sea silk shawl she found in her father's secret room?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that was a magical artifact, and it triggered her transformation.
So her true nature was always there, just waiting to be unleashed.
Exactly. And this transformation, it symbolizes Luce's liberation. She's shedding her human form, the form society tried to, like, trap her in, and embracing this new identity. Connected to the sea, to freedom, to the unknown.
That's so powerful. But I mean, this new freedom comes with its own challenges, right? She's stranded. naked and vulnerable on a deserted beach.
True. Luckily, Samuel finds her. He takes her to this hidden cove where they meet Mother Aggie.
Mother of
Yeah,
Aggie.
This wise woman with ties to the Fae world. She explains that Luce is a sea wife.
A sea wife? What does that even mean?
It means she's bound to Samuel by ancient sea law because he rescued her from the water.
Whoa, so their relationship just got a whole lot more complicated.
For sure. It's not just about attraction anymore. It's destiny, ancient magic, all of that.
Wow. So what does this mean for Luce? What's Mother Aggie say?
Mother Aggie, she warns her about the dangers of being a sea wife. It's a life of sacrifice, solitude, being torn between two worlds. Luce is human and fae, belonging to both, but never fully accepted by either.
That's heavy. This feeling of being caught between two worlds, it's a theme we see throughout the book, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's in her struggle with her family's expectations, her attraction to Morgan versus her connection to Samuel, her human life and her mermaid identity. It's all about finding her place, you know, in a world that doesn't quite understand her.
It's a lot to deal with. So what happens? Does she stay a mermaid?
Well, she returns to St. Malo, but things are far from normal. Her sister, Charlotte, has run off with the tutor, Gabriel.
What? No way.
It's a subplot, but it's important. It's another example of rebellion, right? Charlotte, like Luce, she's choosing love over duty, defying her family.
And I bet their parents don't see the connection between their daughter's choices at all.
Nope. They blame Samuel, of course, for corrupting them.
Ugh, classic. It's like they're willfully blind.
Totally. And it puts them all in danger because just as things couldn't get more complicated, news arrives. An English fleet is approaching St. Malo.
Oh, wow. So now the personal conflicts are clashing with this huge political threat.
Exactly. The stakes just got even higher. This city, built on stormstone and complacency, it's about to face a real test.
This is intense. So what does Luce do?
She tries to warn her family, but they're convinced their stormstone will protect them. So arrogant.
They've become so reliant on it, they've forgotten about basic human connection, compassion, humility.
It's their downfall. So Luce, she knows she can't count on her family. She races back to the cove to find Mother Aggie.
To seek help. Okay, what happens next?
Yeah.
What does Mother Aggie say?
Mother Aggie has a dire warning. St. Malo is doomed. She's seen a vision of the city falling to the English, the stormstone being misused, this huge cataclysm that will change everything.
It's like a prophecy, a glimpse into a terrifying future that seems unavoidable.
Right. And it adds this urgency to the story. Luce knows she has to act, but she's torn between her family, her love for Samuel, and trying to figure out her own role in all of this. Is she meant to save the city, or is her destiny something else entirely?
So many questions. What does she do?
Luce, she's torn, she's desperate. She tries to use her magic to create a storm to drive the English fleet away, hoping to buy time, find a way to save everyone.
It's brave, but so risky. Can she even control a storm that powerful?
She tries her best, she really does. But it's not enough. The English land on the beach and there's this huge battle.
Oh no, so it's come to this, a full-on invasion. Where's Luce during all of this?
She's caught in the middle of it all, between her family and Samuel. She sees the brutality of the fighting firsthand, the violence, the destruction of her home.
It must be devastating for her to see everything she knows being torn apart.
Absolutely. And it's during the battle that she sees the true Morgan. He's not just ambitious, he's ruthless, power hungry, willing to sacrifice anyone to get what he wants.
He's become the villain she feared he might be. How does she react to this?
She sees Samuel in danger, and in a moment of desperation, she uses her magic to save his life. But that means revealing her mermaid form to Morgan.
Oh no. So now Morgan knows her secret.
Exactly. And he is enraged. He feels betrayed by Luce and he wants revenge.
I can't imagine how she must feel. So what happens next? Does he attack her?
He does. He lunges at her. But before he can hurt her, Samuel jumps in. There's this fight. And Samuel, he's already injured, remember, he gets badly hurt defending Luce.
Oh, Samuel. It seems like his bravery might cost him his life.
It's heartbreaking. Luce, she's filled with grief and rage at Morgan's cruelty. She turns on him, uses her magic to drag him into the sea.
Wow. She's like a force of nature herself, fueled by all these emotions.
It's an intense moment. She could let Morgan drown, you know, get revenge for all the pain he caused. But in this surprising act of mercy, she stops, spares his life.
Really? Why would she save him after everything is done?
It shows that she's not consumed by hatred, by revenge. Even after all the pain, she still has compassion. It's a really complex moment, and it speaks volumes about her character.
I see what you mean. So what about Samuel? Is he going to be all right?
Luce gets him back to the cove, carrying his broken body. Mother Aggie sees her sorrow and offers her a choice. Stay in St. Malo, help rebuild, or leave with Samuel and seek a new life somewhere else.
What a decision. Her family, her city, it's all in ruins. But the man she loves is barely clinging to life.
It's a choice that forces her to face her priorities, you know? What does she truly value?
So what does she choose?
She chooses Samuel. Love over everything else. She knows she can't stay in that city, you know? A city built on lies and exploitation. So she leaves St. Malo with a heavy heart, but she leaves. Carries Samuel aboard a ship bound for England.
It's such a powerful image. This young woman turning her back on everything she knows, choosing to follow her heart into the unknown. That takes so much courage.
It really does. But it also shows how strong she is, you know? Her refusal to be defined by what others expect of her. She's making her own path, even if it means leaving her family and home behind.
That's Luce. So they set sail for England, seeking refuge and a chance for Samuel to heal. Do they find what they're looking for?
Well, they find refuge, yes, but peace, not so much. The journey is dangerous. And then Samuel, he reveals this awful truth. He's been marked by the English authorities. They've accused him of stealing valuable storm stone from a French ship.
Oh, wow. So they're being hunted.
They are, even in this new land. Their past is catching up with them. Those consequences, you know, they're inescapable.
It shows how entangled they are in this whole Stormstone conflict. And it raises the stakes even higher. They're not just fighting for survival now. It's their freedom, their future together.
Exactly. So they arrive in England looking for shelter in Samuel's hometown. But oh no, they're met by English soldiers.
Oh no. What happens? Do they get arrested?
Samuel, he's desperate to protect Luce. So he lies. Tells the soldiers he hid the storm stone in a cave near his home. It's a huge risk, but he'll do anything to keep Luce safe.
It's an act of love, really. Putting her needs before his own, even if it means facing prison. Or worse.
Right. The soldiers, they're suspicious, but the promise of finding that stolen storm stone, that's tempting. They agree to let Luce go, but they take Samuel, promising to release him once they find the hidden treasure.
So now Luce has another choice to make. Does she take this chance to escape and leave Samuel behind? Or does she fight for him, even if it means putting herself in danger again?
She chooses to fight. She can't abandon him, not after everything he's done for her. But she knows she can't do it alone.
She needs help. Who does she turn to? I mean, she's in a foreign country now.
She turns to Samuel's family. They're this close group of smugglers and fishermen. People who live on the edge of society, accustomed to breaking the rules and helping each other out.
That's interesting. She's putting her trust in people she barely knows from a world so different from her own.
It shows how desperate she is, but also like her growing understanding of what really matters. Family isn't just blood, right? It's loyalty, trust, shared values. And Samuel's family, even though they're shocked to learn Luce is a mermaid, they accept her. They see her love for Samuel and they want to help.
That's so heartwarming. A reminder that even in dark times, we can find hope in unexpected places. So they make a plan to rescue Samuel. What do they come up with?
They plan this daring raid on the English ship. They're going to use their knowledge of the local waters, their smuggling skills, and Luce's magic to outsmart the soldiers and get Samuel back.
This is a high-stakes mission. It sounds like something out of a pirate legend. How does it go?
It goes off without a hitch at first. Luce, she embraces her mermaid form and creates this swirling current around the English ship, confusing the soldiers and causing chaos.
So smart. Using her powers as a weapon, but for good.
Right. And while she's doing that, Samuel's siblings board the ship, they fight the guards, get Samuel free. It's tense, but they pull it off.
It's a win. They defied the authorities, rescued their loved one, outsmarted the system. It feels so good.
It is a victory, yeah. But not for long. As they escape the ship, they realize they're not alone.
Oh no, who is it? Don't tell me.
It's Morgan. He survived his little dip in the sea, and he's found them. He wants revenge. He's going to punish them for what they did.
Ugh, Morgan. Of course. He's lost everything. His ship, his chance to control the Stormstone trade.
He blames them for his downfall. He's consumed by rage and jealousy.
So what happens? Is there another fight?
There is. This big battle on the English ship. Swords, magic, desperation. Samuel, even though he's hurt, he fights alongside Luce. They're both determined to protect their freedom.
It's like this final showdown, not just for their lives, but for everything they believe in. Love, justice.
And it's Samuel, the underdog, who defeats Morgan, disarms him, and sends him plunging back into the sea.
Like the sea is rejecting Morgan. It doesn't want to be controlled by his greed.
It's a fitting end for him, but their victory comes at a price. Samuel collapses. His injuries are serious, and he might not make it.
Oh, Samuel. It feels like every step forward leads to another setback.
It's tough. Luce, she's desperate to save him. She uses her magic to heal his wounds, even though it means draining her own life force.
Such a powerful act of love, putting his life before her own.
Mother Aggie, she arrives just in time to help stabilize Samuel, but she warns Luce that his recovery will be slow and difficult.
So the immediate danger is gone, but their future is still uncertain.
It is. Luce knows they need a safe place to heal and start over, so she decides to take Samuel to this remote island. It's a place of legend, a sanctuary hidden from the world.
It sounds perfect. A place to recover, find peace in nature. What happens on the island? Are they finally safe?
At first, it is like paradise. Samuel heals, slowly but surely. Luce explores her mermaid side, learning to control her magic, connecting to the sea.
It's like they can finally be themselves, free from everything.
But then, while even paradise can be invaded, Morgan, he's not done. He tracks them down, fueled by revenge. He brings an army of mercenaries with him, ready to wage war on Luce and Samuel.
He's relentless. He won't rest until he's destroyed them.
Luce and Samuel, they realize they can't beat him with just force. So they do something amazing. They rally the islanders, descendants of shipwrecked sailors, and fae to their cause. They unite this small community against Morgan.
That's amazing. Even the most marginalized can find strength in unity. They're fighting for their home, their right to exist in peace.
And the final battle is epic. It's this huge clash of swords, magic, desperation. Luce's magic against Morgan's cannons, Samuel's tactics against Morgan's mercenaries.
It's light versus darkness, love versus hate. Who wins? I have to know.
It's Luce. Her understanding of the sea, her willingness to sacrifice, her love for Samuel, that's what wins the day. She creates this massive storm, one that reflects her own emotions, and it overwhelms Morgan's forces.
That's incredible. She could have destroyed him, but she chose a different path. Forgiveness and healing.
Morgan, he's defeated, lost in the waves, his ambition literally swallowed by the sea he wanted to control.
It's a reminder that pursuing power at any cost can destroy you. He was so focused on revenge that he lost sight of everything else.
With Morgan gone, the island is safe. Luce and Samuel, they found a place where they can truly be themselves, heal, build a life together.
It's a beautiful ending. After all they went through, they found peace.
It shows the power of love and the strength of the human spirit. But their journey isn't over yet. Luce, she has to decide. Does she stay on the island, or does she return to the world she left behind?
It's a big question. Where do we belong? Where do we find our true home?
And Samuel, he understands her. He encourages her to follow her heart.
It's the ultimate act of love, letting her go, trusting that their bond will remain strong.
The book ends with Luce diving into the ocean, her tail shimmering as she disappears beneath the waves. Where she goes next, that's up to her.
It's bittersweet, but hopeful. She's free, powerful, connected to something ancient and vast. It leaves you wondering, imagining what adventures await her.
So, Upon a Starlit Tide, it's about so much more than romance and adventure. It's about finding your voice, being true to yourself, fighting for what you believe in.
It reminds us that we have the power to choose, to shape our destinies, to make the world a better place. What did you think of this deep dive? Share your favorite moments in the comments below. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives into the world of literature.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring.